The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And this is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat, and I'm joined by chef extraordinaire Gary O'Hanlon. Morning, Gary.
Hey, Anton.
The reason Gary is with us is because, given the weekend that is, it is, we thought we should look at Irish classics, and prime amongst them is coddle. So we thought, who better to tell us how to actually make it than Gary O'Hanlon? Gary, take it away.
Okay, well, the first declaration I'm going to make here is Kieran Kavanagh of the Gravediggers is the master of coddle, and he shared a recipe with me many years ago for the restaurant. So that's the recipe I use as well. And the key thing in the recipe, Anton, is bacon ribs. So for about four people, you're looking at about 250 grams of bacon pieces, 250 grams of cocktail sausages, and get a good cocktail sausage too. There's one I use at some place in Dublin, in Fingal, I get them. But look, everybody has their favourites. And then one sheet of bacon ribs. So the key thing here then is you cover them with cold water, bring them to the boil, let them, you know, boil or simmer for about 10, 15 minutes, take them off, rinse it under cold water, back into the pot, cover again then with cold water. Now, at this point, you add in onion, sprig of thyme, and you can keep some parsley for later to keep it green. You can hold back on the parsley, but get the thyme and the onion and potatoes in. And you're looking at about maybe four or five potatoes, okay, diced up, some a little bit smaller than others. And the reason I say that is the slightly smaller ones are going to kind of break down. They're going to add a wee bit of thickness and texture to the cooking liquor. And that's what you do then. Bring that back up to a boil and put it into a decent simmer. Finish it then with parsley and some seasoning near the end. But the key thing really is the bacon ribs, and making sure that you do that first boil and getting the original sort of saltiness. You might want to soak them for a couple of hours as well, actually, in cold water. Not as necessary as what it was maybe 10, 20, 30 years ago when we're all growing up. They're not as salty as they used to be now, but I still like the salt bone-in rib for maybe like 5 or 6 hours in cold water before I would use it, you know. Just eliminates excess salt, and at least then the control's back in your hands, you know.
It is worth pointing out at this point that the phrasing bacon ribs is particularly important. If you just get a standard set of fresh pork ribs, this ain't going to work.
No, no good, no, because obviously bacon pork, very, very different. You've got the curing process with the pork. Pork ribs are just going to look, you know, grey, and there's going to be no real depth of flavour in there at all. So absolutely essential, yeah, that it is a bacon rib that I'm talking about. And I know I'm saying to soak them and eliminate some of the salt, but basically, you know, there's still going to be plenty in there and plenty depth of flavour in there left for you to get that flavour. And then you want to serve that. I suppose traditionally then it's served with just a big lump of batch bread, like in some Irish butter. Everybody, you know, some people might do soda bread or whatever, but I know out at the Gravediggers, and, you know, coddle really is a Dublin thing. You know, as I always say, we had a slight variation of it in Donegal called studies. I don't know if you've ever heard that term.
Called what?
Called studies. And my older brother Pierce used to love that. Now, I wasn't as mad about it as him, but we would replace, there'd be no ribs or no sausages, but you would have a meatball, but it wouldn't be fried meatball, it would be boiled. So the whole process would be made nearly the same way as the Dublin coddle, only you would also have carrots in there. So onion, potato, carrots, the meatball, the beef meatball, covered with water, brought to the boil, simmered, and then seasoned. And, you know, Mammy wouldn't have added any herbs or whatever, but I suppose if you wanted, you know, to add a bit more depth of flavour, the thyme and the parsley would be lovely in there as well. You know, we know how to herb, not kill her, to add them maybe the next day.
What do you pair it with? Football special?
Well, look, in a good day, you got a good bottle of football special. Yeah, there's nothing better to wash it down with, you know.
Gary, the one thing in all of this that I've never understood, and I'm wary of even asking it in case Kieran Kavanagh sets the Gravedigger's cat on me, but whenever you look at coddle, you're still struck by the question of, would it kill you to put it in a pan first and just introduce a little bit of colour to the sausages before you start boiling them?
And, you know, like Gareth and I spoke about this, you know, we have the Dishing It Out podcast, and coddle came up like a few weeks ago. And like Ed Smith, who you probably know, Ed produces our show, and he nearly fell over getting sick at the thoughts of coddle. You know what I mean? And because you're right. I think if you weren't looking at coddle and you weren't looking at just this, you know, awful looking boiled sausage, it would be a whole lot more palatable, really, because it really is beautiful. I mean, that time I made it on the show, I made it for Philly McMahon. I mean, he's a true dub as you're going to get. And I'd never made it before. So I was really, you know, I didn't want to make, you know, you're making it on national TV. You don't want to make a mess of yourself either and look silly. And, you know, something that's as sacred as that as well and as simple as that, you want to give it a bit of respect and do it right. And I really did. And all the little different processes of cooking them one time, straining it back off, putting it back. I mean, you think these dishes are simple, but there's so many different elements of time and to have it absolutely perfect. And I loved it when I ate it, but you're absolutely right. It's just that visual of the sausage sitting in it. But then anybody that loves it, that's all they know, and they would look at you and say, well, what's wrong with that? Like, that's how they think it's weird that we fry sausages, do you know what I mean? So there you go.
Gary, always a pleasure. Gary O'Hanlon there.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.